Shkolim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Hamachanes Mois, person has very little panos, he's an oni, he lives from hand to mouth. He doesn't even have a machzor shekel to give. He puts away pennies every Erev Shabbos, Amol Geidin. They put away pennies every Erev Shabbos in order maybe to be able to buy matzahs for some other mitzvah. So here he'd put aside pennies every Erev Shabbos for the machzor shekel. So yeah, he has a kinus, he has a collection of pennies. V'omar harei l'shikli. He designates them, he puts them in a jar, in a container, and he designates them that these are for mitzvah Hashem when it gets to Chodesh Adar for the purchase of my shekel, for the giving of the machzor shekel. Be'shamay omrim, moisu nedova. Let's say, Baruch Hashem, the Yid had more than a few pennies, and it added up, and at the end he has a 3/4 of a shekel. You only give a machzor shekel. Ha'osho lo yabba, ha'dal lo yamit. Certainly ha'dal lo yabba, even though he has intentions, he wants to give. It's coming from a good place. The halacha says you can only give a machzor shekel. So what do you do with the rest? Kedushas chal on it, because he said harei l'shikli. And Beishamai says, moisron l'nedova. And here we have the first introduction to something which is going to be an ikar theme through the length and the breadth of this mesechta, which is that sometimes something can be designated for hegdish, and it's miyuchid for a certain tzvek, a certain cause, but there's another cause, let's say, if it's not necessary anymore, there's extra, let's say, like in this case, or the need is obviated to buy that type of carbon, so we can look at another option, a second carbon, to do the moisrace, that which is no longer necessary for that tzarech, for which it was hukdash, and the second use is not that far off, it's considered an auxiliary use, and you can use it similar to Marshall, to let's say we had the halacha, that every carbon Pesach includes kedusha of carbon shlom. That means that a carbon Pesach and Shlom are not so far away from each other. They're both kochim kalim hanechom lebaleim. So be'etzim they have similar kedushas. Carbon Pesach has its own set of rules, of course. But if something has kedushas carbon Pesach, if it's not the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan, then it's also part of the chalos kedushas carbon Pesach that it has a chalos Shlom. The Pesach Shlom is manas Shlom. Over here also, the kedusha of A, which in this case happens to be Shkolim, can also be consistent or nemon enough to another purpose that the original Kedusha would seem to include this. What's this? What's the auxiliary Tzorech Hishtamshus over here? Says Beishamai Meisor Nedova. And the reason why the usage Kedusha Shkolim would include Nedovas, by the way, we'll learn more about later, is that when there was a lull in the Hakrovas Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, they would be makiv, they would take money, they would buy Karbonis, and they would bring Karbonis, which would be Alts Kavar Mizbech, Kitz HaMizbech, they would bring Oilois. So, Heyois, the Oilois are gone the Mizbech, it's close enough in nature to Kedusha Shkolim. That's not even the Chiddush of Beis HaMikdash. These type of halachas of one Kedusha replacing another, we're going to see the details later on. The Chiddush of Beis Shammai is the fact that even though Betzim he only said Ariel Lushikli because he thought that the pennies that were in the jar were that amount of money to buy Machzor Shekel was a mistake. Beis Shammai holds Hegdish Betois Havi Hegdish. There's a few such Mishnayos in Shas. This is one of the Makoros. Shitas Beis Shammai is that Hegdish is Chal Betois. It's not like a regular Kinyan where if a person buys something thinking that it's A and really it's B, over here also, he thought that what's over here, he's being magdish as a shekel's worth of pennies. Really, it was a shekel and a half. Chet shouldn't be chal. Beis Shammai holds hegdish betoyz havi hegdish. Beis Hillel imrim moisoron chulin. Beis Hillel is the mandama we pass in that way. That hegdish betoyz loy havi hegdish. Memela, it's chulin. She'ovi mehem l'shikli. He doesn't say they are shkolim. He says, I will bring from them shkolim. The interpretation of his words is that there's in this jar is miyuchid that a shekel's worth of mois to be given over to the Beis HaMikdash should come from it. So then he said the loshin that the whole thing doesn't have to be kaddish. Enough in it to bring forth a shekel's worth of value. So then everybody would agree. Shovin moisar and chulim, because everybody would agree that the nusach includes the possibility that it's more and is not being magdish more than. Elul lechatos. Shovin Shamois Nedova. He has to buy himself. Rachman al-Tzani had a need to bring the carbon chatos. And he collects. He doesn't have the money the first second. He collects money. Same jar. Probably more money than a machzor shekel. because Max Hashem is only a minimal hishtatvus in a carbon. Here he needs a whole behemoth by himself. So he puts together enough money in the jar. It's not pennies, it's quarters this time. And he says, Elu lechatos. This money is for chatos. Shovin shamois in the dover. Also, he made a mistake because he has the value that would be needed to buy two carbonis. But over here, Besil is maiden. Shovin shamois in the dover. Sheovi mehen lechatois. If he says, amount that I need for a chata should be from this jar. So again, Beshama is maiden. The whole thing doesn't have to be chatos. He was magdish enough from the jar. So shavim shamay sechun. So the case that needs a hesber over here is this case of elul lechatos. Why is Beisal Maida? And that's the subject in the next mitzvah. Mishneh Dalda. Om Reb Shimon. Comes along by Reb Shimon and is mazbir the shita of Beisal to be mechale between chatos and between shkolim. Ma ben shkolim lechatos? So there, the svara is shkolim yeshlem kitzva. The chatos ain't lo kitzva. A shekel has an amount. A maksa shekel, it's an objective reality. Count up the pennies in the jar. You'll see that instead of being a shekel and a half. So it's a mistake. You thought there was a shekel. There was more. A mistake. Hegdish v'toys la'av hegdish. Good. That we understand. Chatos ain't lo kitzva. Chatos. You could say, I have enough to buy a chatos. But you could always buy a bigger animal. A stronger specimen with more yoifi. You'll get mamish the perfect. We only have a musik of a perfect asterisk. The perfect chatos. No, zakeli van veyu. So Meli, even though you have enough, but there's no mistake here. You decided to buy a chatos that was worth only 70%, 75% of what's over here in the jar. But batsim, it could have been used, so there's no mistake here. So Meli, we still lose maida, that mois in the dollar. Meli, a chatos ain't no kitzva. Yehuda oimer, after shkolim in lam kitzva. Even the shkolim, there's a certain amount of fluctuation. Here the Mishnah is going to introduce another topic. Fluctuation? It's always a maksa shekel. Oshol ayarba dalo yamid. So the Mishnah explains as follows. Kisha'olu Yisrael min ha'goyla. When Klai Yisrael, whenever we use the terminology, olu Yisrael min ha'goyla, we're talking about when they came back from Bovel. Yeah, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says when they made the fire to know when Rosh Chodesh was, at she'el ufnon ufon of kol ha'goyla. Goyla means the environs around Nahar Doi and Pupadisa, that's where Yidden lived. That's where the Yidden went when they were sent to Bovel from Eretz Yisrael. So when they were all min ha'goyla, the Malchus was Paras Umodai, the son of Achashverosh, Daryovish. Hayushoiklim Darkoinos, the name of the coin that they used, that was their standard currency. We had Darkoin, Drachmoin, Darkoin, L'chor, it's the same idea. Darkoinos over here are coins that are made out of Zov, that's what we had, and that's how they transported the Shkolim to Yerushalayim. And this was the standard coin. Obviously, it was a smaller coin because if it was gold, then it was a lot smaller than the silver that was even, because gold is that much more valuable than silver. So it was a smaller coin, but that was their standard coin. It was worth more. It was worth four times more maksa shekel. It was worth two shkolim. The standard coin, a kilo in the Torah, in the Pashas Kisis, as a shekel. Maksa is a shekel. So over here you have the standard coin as a dark coin, which is worth two shkolim. The maksa of that will be a shekel's worth. And they made them give that amount. Whether this was a din deraisa, kiviyochel a din is to give the standard coin, and now the standard coin is worth more, you have to give a half of the standard coin. Most Rishonim don't hold that way. Seems to be the Rambam does hold that way. Most Rishonim seem to hold there's a din derabbanon that enachanami, they're only mechuyiv l'chor a quarter of a dar coin, which would be the maksa shekel real value, but since it was the standard currency, they instituted to give a half of that coin. Oh, so you have all of a sudden, a maksa shekel is not one size fits all. Every generation has its thing. Now look what happened. Chozru lishkol sloim. After Klal Yisrael was then not part of Paros Amode anymore, what happened was Paros Amode was defeated by Yovan. But it was they went back to the coins that were more familiar to them from Bayis Rishon. So they went back to sloim. So Chozru lishkol sloim. Over here, lishkol means to take the machzis hashekel. That's what the word lishkoil, shikol, normally means to be yetzim mitzvah maksa shekel. But over here, what it means is chozru lishkoil, they started weighing things, they started using as their standard currency, sloim. That's what it means. By the way, the word shekel probably in the Torah also is related to the word mishkal, because that was the standard, so it's like the standard weight. So chozul lishkol sloim, so then the machzah shekel went back to half of that, which was what we call the shekel, to machzah shekel. Chozul lishkol tvoin. So when they went back to using the standard currency of sloim, now chozul lishkol tvoin, they went to using a standard currency of tvoin, a coin that was called tivo. A tivo is a smaller coin, it's only half of what we would call a selah. So they wanted, bikshu, the mistakenly thought, oh, okay, half of the standard currency is now a half of that, a half of tvoin. They wanted to use bikshu lishkol over here. It's a little bit confusing. Chazul lishkol means they used as the standard currency. Ubikshu lishkol, they wanted to be yoitze machzus hashekel, the din shekel, with dinarim. A dinar is a fourth of a selah. So two dinarim is a machzus hashekel. They wanted to use a dinar because it was half of the tivo. They wanted to be yoitze with that. Standard currency, right? We used it l'chumra when the coin was twice as much and we were machmir. We said, that's a machlokes d'oraisa to rabbanan. But over here, they made a mistake. The am wanted to give a smaller coin. So, okay, this is a sliding scale. So this is the taina of Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon to say that shkolim yeshlam kitzvah. It's not true. I'm Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon taina is back. L'chad, the taina is a taina pshuta. Afal pikein, l'maisa. Yad kulon shove. It's not totally in the person. The ha'osho lo yabav adal lo yamid is still 100% true. Avol chatos. Zem maybe b'selav, zem maybe b'shtav, zem maybe b'sholosh. A person could bring a basic carbon, a person could bring a mohuder, and a person could bring a $500 esrik type of carbon, a mohuder sheba mahadrin. So Mamela, when he's miyachid the money in the jar, for a chatas all the money is b'chlal, and by shekel, it's not that way.